Timmins, one person has been charged in a shooting in downtown Timmins and police are still looking for the other people involved. Timmins police has released more details on the Friday, December 13 incident that happened on 3rd Avenue near Wizard of Paws. Video surveillance shows a fight between two people escalated and both brandished a gun and fired. Chadim Bailey, 34, of Timmins is charged with careless use of firearm, weapon, prohibited device or ammunition, careless storage of firearm, weapon, prohibited device or ammunition, pointing a firearm, unauthorized possession of a firearm, possession of weapon for dangerous purpose, carry concealed weapon, discharge firearm with intent, obstruct peace officer. Police are still working to determine who the other participants were in the incident. Bailey is in police custody waiting for a bail hearing today, December 18. None of the charges have been tested in court and the accused is considered innocent unless proven guilty. A section of road near Friday's incident is closed off this morning while police investigate reports of gunshots. Timmins police received the call about possible gunshots around 5:40 a.m. today. Cedar Street is blocked off north of the City Hall parking lot near the former Safe Health Site Timmins building. There is also police tape blocking the laneways between Cedar and Balsam on the block between Algonquin and 5th Avenue. See, heavy police presence in Timmins for reports of gunshots. In recent weeks, there has been a rash of break-ins at downtown businesses and an assault at the Timmins Transit Station. Two arrests have been made in relation to the break-ins, but police are still investigating other incidents. See, this needs to stop, Timmins businesses cleaning up after rash of break-ins. Related. Councilor wants a good push for Timmins businesses this Christmas. Anyone with information on the 3rd Avenue incident is asked to call police at 705-264-1201 or submit video footage online here. This story has been updated from an earlier version to include the full list of charges.